crime water crime guide. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
We just heard there. It was one of the staples of the Finnish music scene, of course, from one of the biggest cult films that ever came out of Finland. And that came from the 1989 film Leningrad Cowboys Go America, and that was the Leningrad Cowboys with their take of Mambo from Sakijärvi. And the Leningrad Cowboys, they've appeared in several cult films by director Aki Kaurismäki, highlighting their populist rock, pointy quiff hair, and winkle picker shoes, and general go for broke weirdness. If you haven't caught that film, Jim Jarmusch guested as a used car salesman. And yeah, they're probably Finland's most notorious band. Features a couple members from the Finnish rock band The Sleepy Sleepers, and you may have seen them years ago on MTV when they were joined by one of the Russian choir bands. And good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's vibrant and very studious right now community radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be handing out a whole bunch of, I wouldn't say candies or treats or anything like that, but at the very least, there'll be no leftovers until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So sorry I missed you last week. Thanks for Rob Privett for filling in for me while I was ill. I've been in Seattle that weekend, caught a fever, had a flu, ruined me for the entire week. But I also want to give a thanks to everyone who donated during our recent fund drive, and I think we met our goal. Eventually, if not, we are really close to 30,000. And in the background here, we're listening to The Soul Investigators, featuring Pete Toikkanen, Sami Kantilainen, Jukka Sarapää, and Antti Mattanen. They formed in 1997, and the Helsinki Quartet have kept up a steady release of 45s with the odd record since then, hopping from label to label before they started their own label called Timian. And they've done things like backed up for Nicole Willis on some 7-inches. They worked with Herb Johnson, Big Joe Lewis, and California soul duo Myron and E. And we're actually listening to a vinyl recording off their 2001 album Soul Strike. featuring a whole bunch of Karelian rice pies on it, as we say in Finn, the Karelian pirakat. And what we're listening to is Gator Funk, number one. And we sort of segued since then. And as you can tell, there's a whole bunch of Finnish music being played right now, because today, December 6th, it is Finnish Independence Day. 93 years ago to the day when Finland managed to break away from Russia in the midst of World War I. So that was 1917. And that's what the Finns call Itsenäisyyspäivä. It is a respectful day. Candles left lit on graves of loved ones, left in the windows of homes to remember what the actual cost of freedom was, based on everything that's happened since World War I. There was a civil war, and there's World War II where the Russians came in as well. So we're going to feature a whole bunch of soundtracks towards the end by some Finnish composers. Some of the films are going to be from Finland, like The Home of Dark Butterflies, but there's some other Scandinavian and mixed projects, like Arn, The Knight Templar, and then Mongol. But we'll sort of keep with this for a bit here. And one of the Finnish bands that definitely had a high profile was from 1987. It was called Laika and the Cosmonauts. And they named themselves after Karelia again as well, too, since Laika was a dog that went into space and everyone thought it was a Soviet dog. But, of course, since Finland and Russia bordered each other, Laika is what they call a Karjalainen karhukoira, or a bear dog, a possessive breed defending its family, tenacious against anything. Along with neighbors, it fights off the dreaded Finnish bear. And it was formed in 1987 by Mikko Lankinen, Janne Haavisto, Matti Pitsinki, and Tom Nyman. It had 5 albums in Finland, a couple in North America, including a compilation, which we have in this station here, called Zero Gravity, released in 1996, through the Upstart compilation. It features a little bit more of this kind of surf rock type vibe. Although in Finn, it's called Rautalanka, which means iron wire. And that sort of relates a bit to the clear melodic lines. And since we're listening to a little bit of Gorgo Bordello before the show started, it has that sort of folk feel. But of course, being Finn, it's all in a minor key. And it sort of fit in with the 60s sound that Finnish radio regulations required a lot of playing of it. But it allowed bands like The Ventures and Shadows to sound really popular to this day. And like in the Cosmos, that's actually quit in 2008 after 20 years, closing with an American tour. But what we'll do is go back to 1990. Originally, this appeared on the Surfs You Write album. So here's Laika and the Cosmonauts with A Night in Tunisia. We'll be right back.
Thanks to everyone who made a donation to FunDrive 2010. Your continued support of CITR shows that there are people out there looking for something different on the dial. A station not concerned with commercial or mainstream content, but rather programming that covers every conceivable genre of music. Programming that shines a light on exciting local talent. Programming focusing on Canadian content and gender balance that doesn't include Celine, Avril, or Shania. Thank you for donating to FunDrive 2010.
All right, we'll have some more Soul Investigators going here. And then, yeah, before that, we heard Laika and the Cosmonauts with A Night in Tunisia. You can find it on Zero Gravity, the 1996 U.S. North American compilation. But if you go back to 1990, it appeared on the Dojo Amigo album, Surfs. You right. Now, going back a bit to FunDrive, one of the things that we did offer was a, if you pledged a certain amount, there was a special surprise, which is going to be turning out to be the CITR Pop Alliance compilation volume 2, the second year in a row that we've come up with something like that, where we've had local artists provide unreleased tracks, bonus tracks, or just things that will be appearing on future albums, or at least something highlighting something that they've released recently. And we're going to actually be lucky this way, because we're actually going to have a finished song that appears on that. So we're going to talk about Larisa Loiva, although I suspect over time the umlauts disappeared, since Finnish rhythms prefer Loiva. But whatever, Larisa has been a staple of the Vancouver music scene here, with past memberships of bands like Piano, I spelt with a colon, and then The Choir Practice. But for her solo work, she's adopted the name Ke Larisa, which is Finnish for In the Basement. And amongst many of her works, there are some Finnish songs. So she has a sophomore release due shortly through Mint. I believe it is early 2011 that it's due. But as indicated, one of the songs from that album has been included in Volume 2 of At CITR Pop Alliance. So if you donated $101.90, you'll be receiving a coupon to get the Pop Alliance compilation album on vinyl. Hopefully you'll get it in the bag that it fits in as well, too. And what we'll do is we're going to listen to a Finnish song about bees. But afterwards, then we'll hear a Finnish song off her 2008 debut, Flamingo. But in the meantime, from the forthcoming album possibly called Moon of Neptune, this is Ke Larisa with Flatlands. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Love, bello, kukat, kello.
2008 album Flamingo, that was Galorisa with Taivas on Sinirenya Valkoinen, which translates the sky is blue and white. And before that, we heard Flatlands, which should be coming on her second album due early next year. But generous donors will find that on their CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation. And at the very least, hopefully you did see her at Mint's ridiculously early Christmas party last Friday at the Biltmore, and I'm sure once her album comes out, there'll be a few more shows around that time. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is an all-Finnish show, since it is Finnish Independence Day. A very sad day. Not, I wouldn't say sad, but it's very more moroseful, respectful. Sort of leads into Finland's serious sides. This is not a time of year where a lot of fireworks and other like flag waving goes around. But one thing that definitely does happen is everyone watches TV for the presidential ball and all the famous people that pass through the palace that way. And if you ever run into a circumstance where someone actually says they're part of the lost Finnish aristocracy, they are a princess or a duke of some sort from Finland's past, yeah, I have a bridge to sell you as well, too. We're going to go a little bit French now. This band is called The Do. The D and then an O with a slash through it, which isn't actually a Finnish character at all, but whatever it is. But anyways, this is the duo of Olivia Bujusu-Merilahti, who is a half-French, half-Finn. And she met Dan Levy in 2005 while recording music for a French film called Empire of the Wolves. They've worked on a few other films since then, and they've actually done some background music for a Finnish dance troupe. But in 2008, they released their debut album called A Mouthful, which was released in North America this year. So they're working on a second album as I speak, but from A Mouthful, here's The Do with Tammy, or Tamie.
When will you take me for a ride?
And there, that was Paris Singevet. Yeah, Samoy Le Rai de la, or in English, the Parisian Summers, and on the same tracks. And that's the work of Arto Tuonela, originally appeared on the 2006 EP Katojen Yle, but also appeared on the 2008 debut album called Meteoriti. And you can sort of translate it as Meteor. The second album, Astronauti, came out this year through Sony BMG Finland. And if you ever want to catch a Finnish company by just name, look for the registration of OY. And that will tell you that is a Finnish company. Listen to Exploding Head Movies here. And here's a little something to the neighbors of Finland that they provided the internet recently.
CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9, CITR.ca.
Thank you.
No, that was one of those anthems that we didn't get a chance to hear during the Olympics because one country decided not to really go for gold much in the same way. I mean, they tried. You have to give the efforts to the Finns, so that was Oi Maame, the Finnish hymn. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. This is GAC, and we're doing an all-Finnish show in honor of Finnish Independence Day. Now, Oi Maame was something that you will hear on a regular basis if you manage to catch the winds sometimes as they drift oddly through the Georgian Strait. So sometimes you'll hear our sister station, CFUV, the University of Victoria, on 101.9 FM that way. And on Saturday mornings from 9:30 to 11 a.m., Pirkko Kiansten hosts a show called Soitelan, which has been broadcasting now for about 19 years. It's a Finnish show for an hour and a half. And at this point, she's developed a partnership with YLE, which is the Finnish public broadcaster. If you want to fill in, you say ULE. And, of course, the Finnish anthem will play. And during the summer, you hear one of the summer sounds of Finland all the time, which will be the cuckoo bird as it chirps along there. So there's still a little bit of Finnish influence here in the lower mainland. And, yes, 19 years with Soitelan. We're going to hop over back to Helsinki. Now, during the Fun Drive show I did a couple weeks ago, I played a track off this album, a tribute to a deceased cat in the family. And the band, oddly enough, though, is called Husky Rescue. They're from Helsinki, headed by Marko Nyberg, featuring Riitta-Leena Korhola, Ville Riippa, Anssi Soppanen, and Mika Koljander. And this is a wonderful sort of chill pop moment here. So from the album Ship of Light, through the Catskills label out east, this is Husky Rescue with a beautiful My Monster.
My monster.
Which is home to a major jazz festival in the long summer nights of southwestern Finland. There's Eleonora Rosenholm with Tammen Varjossa, Oak in the Shade. And that's off her 2008 album, Älä kysy kuolelitta. Hesanovat, Don't Ask the Deceased, they said, which you can find through Fomal Records. We'll actually hear a lot from Fomal shortly, since it was home for a great scene in the mid-2000s. But Rosenholm is joined live by with what she calls as her six orphan brothers, and then one overseeing godfather, though at this point, any tour date that she's had has been in Finland thus far. Good news is you don't have to go that far for a good show, considering tomorrow night we have this at the railway.
CITR's Shindig 2010 finals are coming. Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. There's been blood, there's been sweat, and brother, there's been tears. Not to mention jeers, cheers, and beers. After multiple rounds of competition, it's all coming down to this. Three bands will take the stage. One will emerge triumphant. This is your chance to say you saw the next big Vancouver band while they were still clawing their way up the ladder. Past winners have included Hidden Towers, Vancouver, and 3 inches of Blood. Everyone's got to start somewhere, so be there to see the start. Come to CITR's Shindig 2010 Finals, Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club.
band is from Helsinki, off the Small Town Super Sound label, and off the album Go XP, which in English you spell KXP. That was 18 Hours of Love, and that's been circulating through the blogosphere at this point. Wonderful, rambunctious little number there. And yes, that was in English. A lot of times with Finns, they'll either do it in English, Finnish, although you hear a lot more Swedish as well, too, since Swedish is the second official language of Finland. You'll hear a bit of Russian along the eastern borders there. And depending on where you go, you might actually pick up a little bit of the Sami language that the Laplanders have. But there's always room for multicultural there, much in the way there's space multicultural here on CITR 101.9 FM. So we're talking a little bit about folk before, and the Phonal label is home to a wondrous amount of it. Of course, the first track, now I just realize it isn't on the Phonal label, but it fits in with what was known as the freak folk scene from the mid-2000s. So around the same time as Devendra Banhart and Coco Rosie kicked in, a new wave of psychedelic-type folk was being highlighted in Finland, whether it was sort of just discovered at the time or it was just what people were doing during the cold, dark winter nights. But folk has always been a strong tradition in Finland, interpolating the old music that you'd hear on the kantele, which is like a string zither instrument. And it's been a strong source still. I've had kantele lessons in the past, and that's something I should definitely get back into playing. But what we're going to do right now is going to listen to a man by the name of Hannu. Last name is Karilainen, because that name just pops up all the time. If you're curious, you know, I always say I'm Gak here, but if you're in Finland, I'd be Kari Korhonen. And I would just be yelling Kari Hei all the time, because no one has any idea what to do with me. Realistically, I'll go there, and after about a couple of weeks, I'll talk Finnish normally, but normally it sounds really sort of chunky, since there's barely a few people I can really speak with here on Taxi Olkun. But anyways, yeah, Hannu is from Helsinki, and he named this song after an island where some of my cousins live. One of my nephew is, I think, goes to school here, and this is just on the western border of Helsinki before it goes to Espoo, since my sister lives on the first eastern island of Helsinki, since it is a massive archipelago full of islands and bridges everywhere, but not in a picturesque sort of way like Stockholm is. Helsinki is a very, its beauty finds in illicit places, but I can guarantee that summertime in Helsinki, phenomenal, but I'm drifting here. So anyways, from the 2009 album Hintergarten, or Hintergarten, this is Hannu with Lautasaari. We started off with Hannu, for Hannu Karjalainen, with Lauta Saari off the 2009 album Hintergarden. And then what we just heard there was a bit of a live recording from by the Kemialaiset Ystävät, known in English as Chemical Friends, and that was Yössä, during the night from their 2004 album Alkuharka. Anteeksi. And the Kemialaiset Ystävät is the work of Jan Andersen from Tampere, which is a huge part of that sort of psychedelic folk scene. And that is on the Phonal label, based out of Finland. And we're actually going to hear a song from the guy who runs Phonal. But first, we'll probably hear a little bit, I guess, of more of the most accessible one band from it, and that's Paavo Harju. And from their 2008 album, Laulu Laakson Kukista, a song about flowers in the valley, this is Ursulan Uni.
I never hit you.
CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Thank you.
All right, sorry about that. Call came in, and there's some whole bunch of queuing going on. So what we just heard there was S, which is the alias for Sami Senbakila. And that was Kaikyoden Kaunios Yakasitamatomus, which is the beauty and unconceivability of everything, the title track to that album, which I'm not going to repeat again. And that came through S's Phonal label back in 2004. In the background, this is probably one of the most meme-worthy Finnish songs going on right now. This is Loi Tuma's take of Leva's Polka. Yeah, listening to Exploding slow down. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we'll get a little bit dancey here now with the project of Sasu Ripate. We know him mostly for Vladislav Delay and Luomo, but one of those projects that he's always dug up in the background is Sistol. And that sort of deals with more earlier works. And in 2010, he came a compilation of old tracks, which he called On the Bright Side. And conveniently enough, this is going to be listening to the title track to that compilation. We just heard a little bit there anyway, sorry. And yeah, from that, we'll listen to a bit of a Richie Hutton take of it, and then a little bit more of the noisier sounds of Finnish techno.
We'll be right back.
in the background here. This is sort of a reassembly of Vladislav Delay's track Neo, as done by Richie Houghton from his 1999 album Dex, EFX, and 909 as part of the Windsor Natives Minus project, just after he had stopped Plastic Man altogether. Of course, Richie Houghton is still doing a whole bunch of awesome stuff on the Dex as of late, as he's grown his hair out, put the contacts in, and based himself out of Berlin. And before that, we heard one of Vladislav Delay's side projects. That was Systol with On the Bright Side, which came out this year through the Fathalo label, and Halo Scion. Some wonderful music outside of Finland there. Now, hopefully, if you've pledged recently for the CITR Fund Drive, you received yourself the wonderful Friends of CITR card, which gives you discounts everywhere if you're along the drive. This is how it'll help you save money.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Just 15 minutes away from Gavin Walker's fantastic long-running jazz show program here on CITR 101.9 FM to guide you through the rest of your Monday evening. And this is Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and we've been listening to a lot of Finnish music here. Of course, how long have I been rambling on for? I've had to lose the Panasonic set, which is a little troubling, but since there are some updates about them that I had not been aware of for a while, since I hadn't heard from them. And of all things, Panasonic actually is no more. But I'm going to have to save that for another time. I do know that next month it will be the 24 hours of radio art. So I might sort of focus on sort of Finnish noise more at that point. But at this point, everything's still sort of coasting through my mind about what we'll do. Especially since the radio art is on a Monday. So expect 24 hours of wonderful music that way. Sonic art in all its forms. And if you're listening this coming Wednesday, December 8th, we have 24 hours of spoken word hell. A whole bunch of people presenting, doing prose and poetry, interviews, anything involving the human voice speaking in words. In the background here, we're listening to Timo of Finland, last year's demo of something called Om Nom Nom. That is not actually a Finnish word. I don't even know what the Finnish representation of hunger is again, but it doesn't matter. The internet has sort of blended all the lines here. Let's dip into some Finnish soundtracks. So Finland has had a interesting history with cinema, at the very least. Most of the time, anything that we see from them is very dour, a very dark, dry sense of humor, a mixture of seriousness and silliness. One awesome thing that's come out recently, I have to check into, is there's sort of like a horror film about Santa Claus, as they sort of dig up somewhere in Lapland above the Arctic Circle the actual Santa Claus, and he's not all that happy. I think it's a little bit of the Futurama version of the Santa robot. The film's called Rare Exports. Looks like it is getting some North American distribution. I've had a few friends tell me about it. Looks phenomenal. But for now, we're going to listen to a couple cues here. We're by Pano Altio. He comes from Nurmijärvi. And, of course, he did a score to a quintessential Finnish film called Sauna. Quintessential, not necessarily in the film itself, but, you know, at this point, sauna is probably the most widely used Finnish word out there. based on what the Finns could afford to bathe themselves with. So, from the 2008 film The Home of Dark Butterflies, otherwise known in Finn as Tumien Perhosten Koti, we're going to listen to the main title. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. From the soundtrack to The Home of Dark Butterflies, there's Pano Altio in the background listening to The Past Revealed. Came out in 2009 through Movie Score Media. Well worth a hunt if you can find it. The good news is it is on iTunes, so at the very least you can find it that way. And of course, as I babble over this, we're going to seg now into Tuomas Kantelinen, Finnish composer, studied at the Sibelius Academy. Sibelius, of course, being the paragon of Finnish music that everyone has to deal with, but we're going to listen to a couple movies worth of cues here. There's the Scandinavian production called Arn the Knight Templar, mostly funded through Sweden and Norway, but the score was composed by Tuomas Kantelinen. And we'll listen to a few cues, and we'll start off with the prologue. Pumped over from Scandinavia now into sort of Central Asia here. This is a Russian, Georgian, I believe even partly Chinese co-production with Finland for the 2008 film Mongol, The Rise of Genghis Khan. This was also scored by Tuomas Kantelinen. We heard originally the main theme, and I'm talking over suspense. And before this, we heard a little bit of the Nunnekloster and the prologue to the 2008 film Arne the Knight Templar, also done by Tuomas Kantelinen. Wish I had a bit more time to dive into everything that we needed to, but of course, there's always a wealth of riches to be found musically, no matter where you go. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short seconds, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And then after a bit of overnight programming, there'll be 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Arthur and Andrea, Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's show, you can grab the MP3 as a podcast off of www.citr.ca. And I've checked iTunes now. If you actually do a search for Exploding Head Movies as a podcast, I do appear. So you can rely on that. Next week, we're going to have a 2010 recap and a bit of Daft Punk's Tron Legacy soundtrack, since that comes out tomorrow. And then we'll see the film next week. So we'll close off here with a bit of Finnish jazz here. This is some work by Kerkko Koskinen. And this is a little bit of tribute to Agatha Christie from the 2007 album Agatha. We're listening to Sparkling Arsenic. So take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in 7 days. For those of you writing exams right now, good luck with you. Godspeed. You'll be done soon.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9, or on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m.